Were you consciously using any performance traditions in the piece, or deliberately breaking away from them, and why?
I think there was that sense, that sort of organic sense of everyone do everything, was something that was very important and was, you know, really embraced by the cast, that everybody wrote songs, everybody sang songs, everybody played instruments. And so even like some of them, they came in with varying levels of musical ability, but we're like, okay, I want you to learn the bass line for the song. I've never picked up a bass before, now I use learn. So that kind of, I guess you could say at its roots, that punk DIY aesthetic, yeah, of yeah, let's just do it. That was a very infectious kind of energy, that was really important. And I don't know whether that is a tradition or a break from a tradition, but it was certainly a style and an esprit de corps that we had. And it was so the bonds that we formed as a cast, which still, you know, continue in friendship to this day, were very, very important, because we'd all gone through this experience of, you know, spending 8 weeks starting with nothing. We have a title, and then 8 weeks you have songs, you have a show, you have scenes that people laugh at, they cry at, and it's this wonderful kind of redemptive ending. Mm-hmm. It was a profoundly moving experience, and I think it's very important in my own development as an artist to have been able to facilitate that work.